Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, would you share a Bible verse about today's topic?
Sure, I got one for you. It's from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26. And through his prophet, God says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Basically, in contemporary terms, you need a new attitude. How many of you remember Dr. Laura? Dr. Laura's theme song was New Attitude. And the famous line was, I got a new attitude. Well, that's what you need, a new attitude. And here's the point. God says through his prophet, I will give you a new heart. He can give you a new attitude, one where you're more patient, more forgiving, less angry. You'll have more faith, so you won't sweat the small stuff. You'll see the good in your husband. You'll stop resenting your wife, and so on. You'll have a twinkle in your eye, and the things that used to upset you won't upset you anymore. Do you see the connection between a new attitude and stress? A new attitude, and you won't sweat the small stuff, and your new attitude will have a very good effect on everything in your life. You need a new attitude, and God will give it to you, but you have to get close to conscience. You have to be willing to admit some things and bear a little bit of chastisement from your conscience instead of fighting it. See, right now, conscience is stressed because you're fighting it. And then because you fight it, you have a bad attitude. You go out in the world and everything stresses you. So now give in to conscience and then you won't be stressed and overwhelmed by everything on the outside. That's what we're going to be talking about on today's program.
Thank you.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Finding Grace. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. I would like to talk about stress today. How to manage stress the right way. Now, there are a lot of ways of managing stress, and most of them, to be honest with you, are kind of palliative. In other words, they tell you to, you know, relax and try to think of something positive and stop worrying and get more exercise and eat better food, take time to smell the roses, you know, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's helpful. It is. And we've all done that stuff, haven't we? We've all done it. We've all tried different techniques and we've exercised and we've tried to eat better. And we got out and tried to do something for other people to forget about our own selfish self. Yeah, we've done that. And it's been helpful. But it's not the answer. You all know what the answer is going to be, don't you? You know what it's going to be. And the answer is an encounter with God. That's the answer. You could almost say that he is a stress. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Maybe you never thought of it this way. And if you are hearing this for the first time, it could be the great aha moment of your life. I have said repeatedly over the years, I have said that conscience is your closest link to God. And I'm going to say it again. Conscience is your closest link to God. If you want to know something about what he cares about, for example, then you'll know by way of your conscience. And I've said it so many times, I'm going to say it again. God doesn't care if you spill a little milk. He doesn't care if you can't find your keys because you misplaced them. He's not going to get mad at you if you don't get an A on the test. If you don't get the job, he doesn't care. Yeah, I mean, he sort of cares, but I mean, for not having done well in school and gotten A's, see, he doesn't care. What does he care about? He cares that we don't hate people, that we don't resent people, that we don't lie to people, that we're honest with them. If we can lend a helping hand, we do, that we don't judge them and condemn them, that we don't seek retaliation upon people. You know, if somebody says something mean to you, then you don't try to say something mean to them. So that's basically what he deems to be important. Now, beyond that, yeah, there's a lot beyond that. But all the beyond stuff, how he created the universe and all of that stuff, that's not for you to know right now. It's above your pay grade. What is important for you to know is something very, very, very basic and very simple. And what's important for you to know is that what you know in your heart, which is what you know without words, intuitively, quietly, in your heart, that is your conscience.
Hi, my name is Ava. With new listeners always coming on board, Roland wants me to briefly introduce Shedding Shackles. Roland is the founder and host of the program now in its 35th year on the air. Shedding Shackles began as the Common Sense Broadcast. After about 10 years, Roland changed the name to Talk to a Pastor. However, he soon decided on Shedding Shackles. Roland is happy that Shedding Shackles is on Christian radio, can be found at most podcast places. Many people don't know that Roland is a volunteer and doesn't work for a station or any particular church. He's just a guy who is dedicated to helping people find freedom in Christ and peace of mind in God. Sounds good to me.
Do you have a question for Roland? If so, call the listener call-in line at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
What does God care about? Well, he doesn't care if you forget where you put your keys. He doesn't care if you're a few minutes late for work because you overslept. See, he doesn't care if you buy something that you really don't need. But he does care if you resent somebody or if you are not honest with them. He cares about that. And you know that he cares. You know it in your heart. Your conscience makes you aware. All right. When you think of the very best characteristics of someone who is noble and patient and gracious and kind and courageous and forgiving, whatever you think of, long-suffering, all the beautiful virtues that you think of in a noble person, that's what God is. So we're very fortunate to have such a wonderful God. But now, let's talk about relating to him. All right, so we've talked about relating to other people. Now let's talk about how we relate to him. Well, I already said that you have a conscience and that your conscience is your closest link to God. I'm going to go over this again. Those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, some people have heard me for 35 years. But if you're new, there's always new people. And some of you have been listening to me, but you still haven't gotten it. So I'm going to say it again, because you'll get it. You haven't gotten it, but then all of a sudden you'll get it. So I'm going to say it again. And those of you who already know this, then just, you know, bear with me. Conscience. So let me start again. Intuition is how you wordlessly know things. It gives you understanding. It gives you wisdom. It gives you insight. And when you follow your intuition, look at somebody like Abraham. I understand that he left everything behind, went off into the wilderness, and was there for 100 years following God. And then he was called a friend of God. He followed God. But how did he know what God, his intuition? He just knew. How about Moses? He just somehow knew in his heart. He didn't know that he was going to be the great leader of the Israelitish people. He didn't know that God would through him accomplish great things. He had no idea, no idea. But he just sort of sensed that being in this Pharaoh's house, it was nice. The Pharaoh, that was the richest household there was. Moses could have stayed there. He probably would have become the Pharaoh himself. But he gave it all up so he could go and be with his people. And he became a sheep herder in the desert for 40 years. He was following his intuition. Scientists, explorers, they follow their intuition. Well, so that's what God gives. It's a gift, your intuition. And what is it? It's your closest link to God. But now, if you don't follow your, so Ed, that's called living by faith. See, you just take one step at a time. You just do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And always you're checking with your conscience. You're checking with your intuition. Always you're in the back of your mind, you're just always ready to be delicately aware of the rightness of things.
Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at Amazon.com. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit Amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles Radio, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles podcasts are available at Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. And now, here's Roland.
God makes you aware. See, he makes us aware. And the first thing you're going to become aware of is that you resented somebody, for example. And if you can just be aware of that without trying to escape from it, then you stay close to your conscience. And when you stay close to your conscience, it's like being close to God. And being close to God, you have his guidance, very delicate, subtle, moment-by-moment guidance. And then if you need to know something, then somehow you'll know. And when you begin to trust in that, you trust that he is there and that delicate guidance is there. And you know that when it's time for you to know, you will know. And if it's not time to know or you don't need to know, then you don't worry about it. Because when it's time, you'll know. When you trust that process, then you don't need to know anything else. If God wants you to know about physics and about how he made the universe, then he'll reveal it to you somehow. You'll be led to the right book. You'll begin to have insights. You'll begin to notice things. You'll have little realizations, little aha moments, and somehow you'll know. All right. And if you have an issue with people around you, your partner, your kids, and you honestly and truly want to do the right thing, but you don't know what the right thing is, then you wait upon God. You know that he will guide you. And so you don't rush to try to make anything happen. You don't speak out of turn. You don't try to manipulate the situation. You watch. You wait. You wonder. And all of a sudden, you know, or the problem dissolves, or it's solved. And you didn't even have to do anything. See, we all have such massive egos. We think we have to do something to make things right. It's very humbling to your ego. When things, good things happen, you didn't have any part of it. See, it's humbling. but it's good for you to be humbled.
With perfect patience, the love of God can come through you. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When you have no will of your own other than to do God's will, when you have no goals, when you stand ready at every moment to do what is right, speak the truth boldly without fear of the consequences, then you become a vessel through which the love of God will come. Others, especially your family, when they see that in you, will respect you more highly. Christ said, "Let your left hand not know what your right hand is doing." When you give, don't expect anything in return. You speak the truth, do your duty, and don't expect anything, then God can operate through you. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So how do you get close to your conscience, to your intuition? How do you get close to it? You have to want to be close to it. Then you need someone like me to rub your nose in it and say, "Hey, look, dummy, your conscience is your closest link to God. It's what you know in your heart. If you resent your wife or you resent your husband, then you'll sense that there's something wrong with that." All right? And then seeing that it's wrong to resent, you'll just see it clearly, and then you'll just knock it off. And if you don't know about something, you just realize that you don't know. And if you need to know, then you will know. Now, it gets complicated only because you have strayed. See, when you stray from what you know in your heart, then you begin to need guidance. You begin to feel anxious, insecure. And the more you stray from your conscience, the more people keep you from your conscience. Do you realize, for most people, their whole life, basically, ever since they were little kids, when the little kid says something that's true, he gets slapped around? "Why is grandma so mean?" "Don't say that about your grandma. She's not mean." "But she is mean, mommy." "Don't you dare say anything about it." See what I mean? And then there's a babysitter. Babysitter is doing something that's not right. And when your parents come home, you tell them. And parents say, "No, no, that couldn't be. Why, she's such a nice person." They don't believe you. They doubt you. If they see you looking at them, there's your dad sitting there with a cigarette. And you look at him like he's weird. He says, "Hey, quit looking at me, kid. Go do something." See? Then you go to school, and if you're innocent, and you have innocent pursuits, yeah, you find a friend or two that are like you. Then there's others that mock you and scorn you and make fun of you and put you down and belittle. And they talk about how cool it is to take drugs and how cool it is to do this and that. You begin to doubt yourself. See, everybody wants to make you doubt what you know in your heart. See, and then you can see that something's not right, but they say that it is right. And they try to make you doubt. And then the worst part is that then they send you to school. So you have to sit in school basically from age 5 to what, 18? You sit in school from age 5 to 18. If you go to college and you sit in school until age 20 or age 22, and basically what are you being, what is the basic meta, what's the word, idea there? That you can gain knowledge and be a success and find fulfillment and solutions and everything in study, in raw knowledge from other people. See? So they are contradicting what you know in your heart. Who tells you to look to your intuition? Who tells you that? Einstein would tell you that. That's how he knew what he knew, intuitively. Stephen Jobs will tell you that. He gave the commencement address at Stanford University, very famous. Go look it up and listen to it or read it. He said, "Look to your intuition." See, that all great scientists and explorers, see, And they, that's how they know, intuitively. And that's how you have to be, like the scientists and the explorers, intuitively, from within, from conscience, see? And you have to see that you've been misled and you've been taught to look in the wrong place. No wonder you begin to feel, the more insecure you feel, the more you look to the wrong place. And the more they try to help you out there, and the more they try to help you, see, you keep going to them desperate, help me, help me. Yeah, they help you all right. They help themselves to you. And then the things that they do to you, see, a lot of times makes it worse. So I'm not saying that you can't look for a helping hand out in the world sometimes. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that there aren't some people out there that have somehow stayed, despite school, despite being dumped upon, despite the whole world trying to make them doubt themselves, somehow they've hung on to some common sense, some of their gut-level knowing, some of their intuition. They hang on to that hunch, and to understanding. They still have understanding. I'll never forget one time I used to have trouble with my tonsils, and I went to a doctor. I had to have my tonsils taken out. I remember that I was like 23 years old. It was a Dr. Kilk. And the first time I came into his office, he came and sat in front of me. He grabbed a little stool with wheels on it, and he rolled over in front of me, and he says, "Roland, what's wrong?" And you could just tell that from his eyes, his voice, the way he moved, that he had understanding. It's so beautiful. And that's what you need. You need common sense. You need understanding. You need confidence. You need delicate guidance. You need all of those things. And yeah, you do need knowledge too. And where are you going to get them? From your intuition. It leads you. It guides you. It'll guide you to the right person, the one that can help you. Somehow you'll get to that person that can help you. So it's so beautiful, and it's so life is like a wonderful fairy tale adventure. There are secrets to be known, and you have to find them. And you go out in the world, and you discover that nobody knows. They pretend to know, but they don't. And you discover that you have to find the secrets yourself. And along the way, you get waylaid. You fall in with this group and that group and this person and that theory and this thing, and you think it's the answer, and then you find out it's not the answer.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with Principles of Christian Stress Management for over 34 years.
Problems in life begin when we become angry, resentful, and upset. When we are angry, emotion clouds reason and we say or do the wrong things. Next, we become upset, angry at our anger, and resentful at our resentment. All this does is add another layer of wrong reaction. And when we are resentful, we are even more cut off from reason and calmness. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of remaining patient and more forgiving. When you are not upset, you regain mental clarity, make fewer mistakes, and begin seeing creative solutions to your issues. Knowing that you can cope removes the fear factor and permits you to start living positively and enjoying better relations with your loved ones. By learning the simple technique of how to remain centered and calm, you are pre-armed with mindfulness. It is anger and upset that wash away patience and reason. In other words, you can learn how to hang on to your patience by not becoming upset in the first place. Learn the secret of staying calm in the face of stress today. You've tried solving your issues the hard way. Now, how about trying the effortless way? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation.
But it's okay. God allows you to make some mistakes. See, the more you err, see, some of us, the more we stray, the more we yearn for what is true and good. And then when we finally find it, we appreciate it so much. Remember Jesus? Remember a lady came and I think she was washing his feet or something. And she was using some expensive oil. And the people around were saying, oh, look at her. She's wasting all that expensive oil. And Jesus said, who is forgiven of much loves much. See, he had forgiven her, and she was grateful. So, yeah, when you've searched long and hard, and you've gone to all the wrong places and the wrong people, looking for love in all the wrong places, when you finally find it, you're so grateful. All right, and then you can share it with others. All right, you've been forgiven, then forgive others. See, God has understanding for you, and you can have understanding for others. He's patient with you, then you can be patient with others, okay? All right, so there's much for you to discover. I just had a thought, and it was quite an insight that I just had. But you know what? I'm not going to share it with you. You know why? Because I don't want to rob you of the joy of discovery. I want you to discover it for yourself. And the way to do it is very simple. You just have to get back in touch with your conscience. When you have that, then stay with it, and God will lead you all the way to paradise. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo,